Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Today's cattle futures market generally weaker here. The feeder cattle down 97 in January at 132.55. March is down 95, 133.37. The April 75 lower at 135.82. 17 lower on the February live cattle at 112.17. April live is down 25 at 117.20. June's down 15 at 115. Even actually. So just a little bit weaker on the feeder cattle. The conversation continues to be the impact that higher feed prices is going to have on the price of feeder cattle. OKC West yesterday had 11,000, this week had 11,700 head, so a really big turnout out there. Still, the overall concern is how much can people pay with corn prices going up. Midday box beef prices were up $2.49 on Choice at $2.1349, Select up $2.10 at $2.0116 with the Choice Select spread $12.33 and 73 loads. Today's slaughter inched back up as 120,000 head. Last week at the same time it was 119,000. Week to date we're at 469, which is about 3,000 head of where we were last week. But last year, week to date, it was 493,000. So we're still a little bit behind where we have been over the last couple of years.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain futures were higher across the board. We have wheat up 7 to 11 cents. Kansas City July was up 10 and a quarter at 641 and three quarters. So that wheat market just continues to rally here. We went through yesterday's highs on the July Kansas City. So we're getting quite a bit of interest here out of the producer and looking at locking in some of these current levels. Chicago wheat was up 7 to 10 cents. The corn today, 6 to 10 cents higher. The December corn was one of the weaker contracts out there. The new crop corn, it was 4.5 cents higher at 457.5. But the front end March at 537 and May at 537, that's continues to make new highs here. People are getting really optimistic, and as I mentioned earlier, the people buying it to feed cattle are actually really worried about the current prices on corn. Beans today were 24 to 25 cents higher here, which put January at 14.13, the March at $14.30. Today's March cotton was up 23 cents at 81.12. And then currently, the stock market's been up all morning, but it's kind of getting weak here. We're back to unchanged on the Dow after being 100 higher. S&P is currently down about 5.5 points at 37.98.25.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.